Welcome to On the Verge. I'm Kara Bradley, bringing you another morning question, an inquiry to prod, provoke, open up, reveal what's going on in your life. I use these questions every single day. In fact, at the top of my to-do list every day, I have a question I ask myself. Today's question is, what are you hungry for? What are you hungry for, Kara? This is what I ask myself right now, in this current moment, in this time. What are you most hungry for? I think it's important. It's important to know what you're yearning for because it will help direct your attention. It will help keep you focused. It will help you go deeper. It will help you commit. So I'm going to reveal a couple of things I'm hungry for, and I encourage you to sit with this question yourself. First, though, let me offer you a little bit of advice when it comes to inquiry practice. Recognize that, and this has been my own experience, that some of these questions are not comfortable, and they're not meant to be. You may even see the titles of some of these podcasts and be like, no, not going there. I'm not ready for that. And that's okay. There's going to be a slew of inquiries that you're going to be able to choose from. And in fact, some of them you may want to go back to and listen to again. It's why I try to keep these things real short. Today's inquiry, what are you hungry for, Kara? I asked myself that. And I thought about this before I hit record, and there are three things I think right now that are front of mind, that are really holding my mind. The first one, I'm hungry to be pain-free. I have been dealing with a hip/groin injury for 6 months, and honestly, I'm in pain most of the time. So sometimes every step I take, I'm in pain, and I've been working with some specialists, and every single day I'm practicing yoga, I'm doing mobility training, I'm rolling it out, I am working with it because I am hungry to be pain-free. So it is front of mind for me, and I'm really committed to getting on the other side of this however I can. Two, I'm also hungry for vitality and vigor. More vitality and vigor. I think about this all the time. You know, yes, it's to be healthy, of course, but to be filled with energy, to be filled with this vigor and this excitement for life. And I think I have a good amount of it, but I'm hungry for more. I want more. So I'm always thinking about what could I be doing to offer my body, my mind, my soul more to feel that vitality and that vigor so I can go out there and do more of what I love and support and serve and contribute to the world. Vitality and vigor is the second one. The third one for me right now is I am hungry for surrounding myself with enthusiastic, curious, and gritty people. I had to put gritty in there. I am hungry to work with, because I work with partners all over the country. And I am intending out there and throwing it out there that I am hungry for curious, enthusiastic, gritty people to work with, to work closely with day in and day out, to work together and grow together, to transform together. And so these are three things that I am hungry for and that are at the forefront of my mind, that hold my attention day in and day out. And it could change. It could change. Hey, my hip could be healed overnight and that one goes out the door because now I'm pain-free. or I, you know, get this explosion of vigor and vitality, and it's no longer holding my attention for more. Or I find those five or six wellness partners that I'm looking to work with, roll up my sleeves with, get down and dirty and grow and build and prosper together. And now my hunger changes. It's okay to hunger for something. What's really helpful is to know what you're hungry for, because that directs your energy. That directs your focus. And that will help you take actionable steps every day to move toward what you're hungry for. So I invite you to ask yourself that question today. I invite you to write it down. I invite you to let it roll around in your mind. However you like to practice these questions, maybe put it at the top of your to-do list, like I do. There is your morning question for the day. So, one more thing. Take a look at the show notes, please. I ask you to do that because there's a load of stuff there that I don't want to discuss during these 6 minutes or less podcast episodes. There is information there on a product I am using called Amari Edge, which boosts your mood, your motivation, there's the vigor and vitality, and your metabolism. How about that for an added bonus? Mood, motivation, metabolism. It's a drink. It tastes like watermelon. I take it every single morning. I absolutely love it. You can check it out at carabradley.net/edge. Check it out. Let me know. Let's move forward with this vigor and vitality and delight for life together. Until next time, be well.